Well, here we are at Sleep Train Arena. It's going to be another wild ride as we get you up to game time tonight. The Kings and the Dallas Mavericks. I'm going to tell you this, okay? There is nobody that can definitively say with 100% precision what is going on in the potential sale of the Sacramento Kings to the Chris Hansen Group up in Seattle. Okay? So let's just make sure that that is on the table. I think I have a pretty good grasp of what's going on, and I'm sure that other people in the media that are reporting this story feel the same. But I cannot sit here with 100% certainty and tell you exactly what is going on. I cannot sit here and tell you unequivocally, well, this happened, that happened, this is when they last talked, this is the money that we're talking about, these are the obstacles that still remain. I can't say that. What I can say is that I have confirmed News 10's report with George Maloof that is very accurate and that the deal is not close with Seattle. And there are still many things that have to transpire in order for this deal to get done. Meanwhile, and we've been here before, so you know what? We've already got our sleeves rolled up, been there, done it, let's do it again, all right? Because this is Sacramento, and we do things differently here because we're unique, because we have a fan base that's different than in Seattle. We have a fan base that's different than in Chicago. We have a fan base that's different in New York. You want to know why? Because this is it. This is what we hold on to. We hold on to this basketball team in this building, in this city. You know, we're not Seattle. We don't have the Seahawks. We don't have the Mariners. We don't have UW, okay? We've got the Sacramento Kings, just like Portland has the Portland Trail Blazers. And for that reason, okay, this does become a bigger deal, and we fight for it more because we know how much it means. We understand what it means to the future of this city and to our children and hopefully their children someday. I had a gal call me up yesterday who goes to college, I believe she said in Montana, and that coming to the Kings games as a little girl inspired her to play basketball. And now she's a basketball player at a college. It's stories like that, and there are countless others, where this franchise, since 1985, has had a profound impact on a lot of people's lives. But forget about the economical impact, because I'm talking about just flat out why we watch sports, why we become a fan of a team, all right? There are so many people that have walked into this building that I'm sitting in right now since it opened in October of 1988. And I was privileged to announce the first ever game here, and I'll never forget it. We were all dressed in tuxedos. The commissioner was here, the Greg Lucanbill, the late Joe Benvenuti. You know, I can go on right on down the list. And it was a night of celebration, that November 1988 night. And from that point, and of course the old arena, Arco 1, people still talk about the two free throws that Larry Bird missed at the old barn, so to speak, when the Kings beat the Celtics. And I'll never forget when I moved here. I'll never forget this. I moved here in July of 1987. And I came from an area of the country where they had big-time college basketball. I covered the University of Illinois, and that's when they were good. They were a perennial top 10 team. And I covered all their games. And I covered their rival games with Indiana. And I'm telling you, I covered the NBC game of the week in Champaign so many times, sitting on the floor on the baseline with my TV camera, getting video for the nightly sportscast. And I remember Wayman Tisdale coming in there as an All-American with Oklahoma on the NBC game of the week. And the electricity in that building, I'll never forget it. And then I come out here to Sacramento in 1987. And in October, I'll never forget covering a story of fans spending two and three nights in tents and in chairs, sleeping bags, outside the box office at the old arena, waiting for individual game tickets to go on sale. That's right. You think I'm crazy? If you were one of those people, I'd love to hear from you. You call me up and you tell me, because I saw you there, because I was there. Okay? People in New York, in Chicago, in Dallas, in Miami, and Seattle, they don't sleep for three nights outside the box office to get tickets to go see their teams play. But we do here in Sacramento, and we did. And so this team means there's a fabric of this team in many of us. And you think about from that point forward, how many memories in this building have affected people's lives and the moments that they have shared with their moms and their dads and their brothers and their sisters and their sons and their daughters. And when the news breaks like it did yesterday, you feel like you get kicked in the stomach again. Because at the end of the day, all you want is to go see your Sacramento Kings play. And you know what? It would be great to drive around in a 2013 7 Series BMW. But if somebody said you couldn't have that BMW, but they would give you a 1996 two-door Toyota, or your other choice would be to walk, you would take the old car with the two doors and you would just, you know, you'd be fine. So we don't have a brand new state-of-the-art arena at the moment. But hey, once you come in and sit down in your seat tonight, you're not going to really care. Because once you're sitting in your seat, it's all the same for the most part. Now, I'm not going to lie. It would be nice to have a better video screen. But for the most part, once you get in here tonight and you watch the game, you're here to watch the game. And so I get back to where we are. January 2013. It appears that for the first time, doesn't appear, it's factual, that the Maloofs are going to sell this team. Or at least that's their mindset on January 10th. And we've got a city up north that wants this team, and they want it badly. And we've got a mayor that wants this team badly also. And the mayor is going to go out and he's going to get potential buyers to be able to pull off the late second kick on the bell lap to make it all happen. All right? That's what we're putting our hopes on right now. That's where we're at. The Sacramento Kings here tonight against the Dallas Mavericks, but there is so much more going on than just the game. It is the future of this franchise, and make no mistake about it. We are at the last corner, the last turn, coming down the home stretch. There are no more laps to be run in this race. This is it. It's do or die. It's now or never. Okay? It is now or never. This team leaves. See you later. We won't have those memories. We won't be able to come into this venue and watch NBA basketball. So we're on the bell lap around the final turn. So I'm asking, I guess, what people would ask of me. Let's just do this one more time. Let's muster up enough strength, enough energy, enough passion for 2.5 more months to support this basketball team, the 12 players that are going to be wearing their white jerseys tonight, to show the National Basketball Association in New York City, David Stern, Adam Silver, Stu Jackson, and right on down the road, that, hey, if you think that this community is turning their head and waving the white flag, you got another thing coming, because this is Sacramento. We don't do that in Sacramento. We don't wave the white flag. This team is coming out tonight with their Sacramento uniforms on. Not Seattle, not Virginia Beach, not Anaheim. Sacramento. Let's figure out one last opportunity, one last chance. Let's get on board with the mayor. Let's figure out whether or not there's something that we can do in addition to what the mayor's doing. Because after all, it is our team. It is our team in the sense that we root for the team. Yeah, we don't own the team. We don't make decisions. But tonight, it's your chance to come out and support your team. Forget about all the politics. Forget about, gee, you don't want to put money in them loose pockets. Well, forget about all of that, all right? Just think about what you're doing, okay? Think about coming out and showing your support for the last 28 years. Come out and show that you're on board one last time to keep this team in this city. Show a potential owner that maybe Kevin Johnson is talking to. Let them see the highlights on the news tonight. Let them get the phone call. Oh, my gosh, you wouldn't believe the atmosphere at the arena tonight. This is unbelievable. Get those people excited. Make them understand that investing in this team is a good thing, not a bad thing. We're invested. We're invested emotionally. Let's show them how much we're invested emotionally. Make an effort. Get out to the game tonight. Kings, Mavs, 7 o'clock. We'll be back. We'll take your phone calls, 339-1140, 800-920-1140. This is the Grant Napier Show on CBS Sports 1140.